Yeah, I'm just frustrated with him. I don't know what to do. I'm scared that he's not gonna have a future. You know what I mean?
Okay, thanks, Monica, for sharing it with us.
Sully, would you like to speak?
Yeah, I'd like to add something.
You act as though you were never like me before. Like you were never young and foolish and far from a model student. Did you forget that you once walked in my shoes? When you would fall into stupidity, toes and feet first. Play with life, although many times told to rehearse. Jumped into relationships and chose to forego the research. Like you ain't been there, done that and bought the t-shirt. Like you never had a dream that you would strive for. One that you were willing to dedicate your life for. You act as though you were perfect. When you parlay your knowledge around as though you were equipped with it. I'll say it straight. Most parents are hypocrites. Cause you can forget that you were once exactly like me. Except when it's time to remind me that you know better. And close your argument with, experience is the best teacher. But you see, that doesn't always work. Because just because you spent years in a classroom, that doesn't mean that you always learn. And just because you experienced something, that doesn't mean that we have to infer that you were the best student either. And I'll openly admit that in most instances, parents are right. But it's not about our decisions being right or wrong. It's more about using your experience to sympathize and let us know that you at least understand where we're coming from. Because at least then we can take that in all seriousness and then decide. But instead it's I'm big, you're small, I'm right, you're wrong, and there's nothing you can do about it. You make our decisions sound irrational and practical, when I'm sure there was a time when you had the exact same thought. When you probably didn't know what you wanted to do with your life by the time you were 18 and had not already achieved it by 25. And when it came to everything else, it was all about patience and timing, right? But when it came to me and my life, those lessons no longer applied, because I had to be great tomorrow, or my plans had to work out today. If I'm not a millionaire right now, then all my efforts have been in vain. We look up to you as our teachers and our leaders, but how are we supposed to achieve success if the person that's supposed to be our biggest fan is never in the bleachers? It's like chasing a dream with a coach that has no faith in the team. To parents whose son spends all day playing football games on that Xbox and that PSS3 that you spent too much money on just to shut him up for his birthday, well, did you know that there are thousands of people on YouTube making money from doing exactly the same, and millions of more opportunities in industries related to game? Have you ever tried to cultivate that interest? Have you ever even touched the controller, except when he left it on the floor and you broke it by accidentally stepping on it, withering in pain, watching him complain as you told him that you're not going to buy him a new one because it shouldn't have been on the floor in the first place, and every time he slipped in a grade or stayed out too late, you locked it away? I know a girl who, according to her parents, spent too much time at singing recitals, so they tell her to shut up so they can watch American Idol. I know a child who is trying to start a business which his parents have never shown an interest in or have a penny invested, but still encourage him to sit down with them and watch The Apprentice. What about the ones that are constantly emphasizing the importance of having a backup plan? The kicker is the backup plan concept. I don't even need to explain that because everybody knows what I'm referring to. But let me put it like this. How comfortable would you feel standing on the front line with a general who keeps emphasizing your role and its importance, but spends his whole time investing his efforts in the reinforcements? Just think for a second, because if you show more interest in a person's backup plan than the actual plan, then you're actually, accurately, fractionally, factually, and practically, tactfully, didactically, drastically showing where your faith in his plan actually stands. Put yourself in our sneakers for a bit, and because statistics show, I think, that between 16 and 18 your feet no longer grow, so it's not that they don't fit, it's just that since you started walking on water, you've forgotten it, and stop trying to overshadow but understand us kids. Because eventually, when they become adults, any success they have, rather than just contributing, I bet you'd rather they say that you were actually a part of it. Because apparently I'm a patron of confusion and never offer any solutions to fairly obvious conclusions, simply because I feel it's not my place to say that my opinion works for everyone. But just in this instance, here is a simple one. Talk to your little one, because no matter how much you like to believe it, it's 2013 and no one is really a kid anymore. With access to clips at our fingertips, we're exposed to the world without having to open the front door. So ask them what their dream is, how and what we, not they, we can do to achieve it. Your children are your biggest asset, so invest time in speaking, invest time in listening, invest time in hearing, invest time in learning how to play Pro Evolution Soccer and fashion trends and sing Beyonce. Just invest time in not just being a responsible adult. And I agree, you spoil the child if you spare the rod, but ultimately, we just want you to believe in us. Because a family is the strongest corporation that you can have. Yeah. Peace. Pictures on my phone, just these pictures on my phone. And all my friends with just these pictures on my phone.
See these pictures on my phone. Got me visualizing home to a place where I belong.
Lesson 3, الدرس الثالث. The literate hen, الدجاجة الحمراء الصغيرة. Once there was a little red hen. مرة كان هنالك دجاجة حمراء صغيرة. She lived in a house on a hill. وعاشت في منزل على تلة. A mouse and a cat and a rabbit. وقط فار وقط وأرنب lived in the house with the hen. عاشوا في المنزل مع الدجاجة. The house was very clean. المنزل كان نظيفا جدا. Who made the house clean? من الذي جعل المنزل نظيفا؟ Who cleaned the house? من الذي نظف المنزل؟ Did the cat clean the house? هل القط هو الذي نظف المنزل؟ No. Did the mouse clean the house? هل الفأر هو الذي نظف المنزل؟ No. Did the rabbit clean the house? No. لا. Then who cleaned the house? إذن من الذي هو نظف المنزل؟ The little red hen cleaned the house. الدجاجة الحمراء الصغيرة هي التي نظفت المنزل. When the sun came up, عندما أشرقت الشمس, the little red hen was cleaning the house. كانت تنظف في المنزل. الدجاجة الحمراء الصغيرة كانت تنظف في المنزل. At noon, she was cleaning the house. وفي الظهيرة كانت تنظف في المنزل. She cleaned the house all day. كانت تنظف في المنزل كل اليوم. When the sun went down, عندما نزلت الشمس, she was cleaning the house. كانت تنظف في المنزل. Was that house clean? هل كان ذلك المنزل نظيفا؟ Yes. The little red hen wanted a garden. أرادت الدجاجة الحمراء الصغيرة مزرعة. أن تكون لها مزرعة. She said, قالت, I will have a garden near my house. سوف تكون لي مزرعة بالقرب من منزلي. It shall be a good garden. وسوف تكون مزرعة جميلة. My garden will be very clean. وحديقتي سوف تكون نظيفة جدا. I will plant some plant in my garden. وسوف أزرع بعض النباتات في مزرعتي. I will make my garden in that field. سوف أجعل مزرعتي في ذلك الحقل. I have no plants. ليس لدي نباتات. For my garden. لحديقتي. I will go and find some plants to plant in my garden. سوف أذهب لأجد بعض النباتات أزرعها في حديقتي. The little red hen went to find some plants for her garden. ذهبت الدجاجة الحمراء لتجد بعض المزروعات أو النباتات لمزرعتها. What did she find? ماذا وجدت؟ She found a bean. وجدت الفول. She said, قالت, I will have a bean plant. سوف تكون عندي مزرعة فول in my garden. في حديقتي. Then I shall get good beans from my garden. وسوف أحصل على فول جيد من مزرعتي. We will eat the beans. سوف نأكل الفول. The little red hen called the mouse and the rabbit and the cat. ونادت دعت الدجاجة الحمراء الفار والأرنب والقط. She said, وقالت, Who will plant this bean in my garden? من سيزرع هذا الفول في مزرعتي؟ Who will help me to plant the bean? من سيساعدني في زراعة الفول؟ Not I. ليست أنا. Says the cat. قال القط ليست أنا. I want a garden. أريد حديقة. But I will not help you. لكن لا أساعدك.
Not I, said the mouse. قال الفار ليست أنا. Give me the bean. أعطني الفول. And I will eat it. وسوف أكله. But I will not help you to plant it. لكن لا أساعدك في زراعته. Not I, said the rabbit. وقال الأرنب ليست أنا. I will make a hole in the garden. سوف أعمل لي جحر في المزرعة. But I will not help you to plant the bean. لكن لا أساعدك في زراعة الفول. Oh, said the little red hen. قالت الدجاجة الحمراء. Oh, will no one help me to plant it? لا سوف لا أحد يساعدني في زراعتها. It is my bean. إنه فولي. And I shall plant it myself. وسوف أزرعه بنفسي. I don't want your help. لا أريد مساعدتكم. Then the little red hen planted the bean herself. وبعد ذلك زرعت الدجاجة الحمراء الفول بنفسها. And no one helped her. ولم يساعدها أحد. The bean plant grew. وكبرت مزرعة الفول. It was as big as the mouse. وصارت كبيرة بحجم الفار. It grew bigger. وصارت أكبر. It was as big as the rabbit. وصارت بحجم الأرنب. It grew bigger. وصارت أكبر. It was as big as the cat. صار بحجم القط. It grew bigger. وصارت أكبر. It was as big as the little red hen. صارت بحجم الدجاجة الحمراء الصغيرة. It grew. It was as big as the little red hen's house. صارت بكبر على حجم منزل الدجاجة الحمراء. The little red hen came out of the house. خرجت الدجاجة الحمراء من المنزل. Oh my bean plant. ما زراعة فولي. Said the little red hen. Have you seen my bean plant? هل رأيتم مزرعة فولي؟ I planted myself. زرعتها بنفسي. Look at the beans. انظروا إلى الفول. Who will help me to take all the beans into the house? من سيساعدني لأدخل كل الفول إلى المنزل؟ Said the little red hen. قالت هذا الكلام الدجاجة الحمراء الصغيرة. No, not I, said the cat. قال القط ليست أنا. I cannot help. لا أستطيع أن أساعد. Not I, said the mouse. قال الفار ليست أنا. I will not help. لا أساعد. Not I, said the rabbit. وقال الأرنب ليست أنا. I am making a hole in the field. أنا أصنع لي في جحر في الحقل. I don't want to help you. لا أريد أن أساعدك. Oh, said the little red hen. قالت الدجاجة الحمراء. Oh. Will no one help me? سوف لن يساعدني أحد. They are my own beans. إنه فولي. I want them. وأنا أملكهم. I want the garden. وأنا أملك المزرعة. I planted them in my own garden. وزرعتهم في مزرعتي. I will take the beans into the house myself. وسوف أخذ الفول إلى المنزل بنفسي. Then the little red hen got all the beans from the plant. وبعد ذلك أحضرت الدجاجة الحمراء كل الفول من المزرعة. The little red hen took the beans into the house. وأخذت الدجاجة الحمراء الفول إلى داخل المنزل. The little red hen was very happy. كانت سعيدة جدا الدجاجة الحمراء. She had taken the beans into the house. وأخذت الفول إلى المنزل. Who will help me to cook my beans? من سيساعدني في أن أطبخ فولي؟ Said the little red hen. Not I, said the cat. قال القط ليست أنا. I am not a cook. أنا لا أطبخ. I cannot cook. لا أستطيع أن أطبخ. Not I, said the mouse. قال الفار ليست أنا. I am not a cook. أنا لا أطبخ. I don't want to cook the beans. لا أريد أن أطبخ الفول. Not I, ليست أنا. Said the rabbit. وقال الأرنب كذلك ليست أنا. Why do you want to cook the beans? لماذا تريدين أن تطبخي الفول؟ Oh, said the little red hen. قالت الدجاجة الحمراء. Oh, will no one help me? سوف لن يساعدني أحد. They are my own beans. إنه فولي. I can cook. وأستطيع أن أطبخ. I will cook them myself. وسوف أطبخه بنفسي. Then the literate hen cooked the beans. وبعد ذلك طبخت الدجاجة الحمراء الفول. There was a nice smell. وأصدر وكانت هنالك رائحة لطيفة. It was the smell of beans being cooked. وهي رائحة فول يطبخ. The beans made a very nice smell. وأصدر الفول رائحة جميلة. The mouse smelled the smell of the beans. وأشتم الفار رائحة الفول. That smell good. وتلك رائحة جيدة. Said the mouse. قال هذا الكلام الفار. The cat smelled the smell of the beans. وأشتم القط رائحة الفول. That smells very good. وتلك رائحة جميلة جدا. Said the cat. قال هذا الكلام القط. I like beans. أنا أحب الفول. The rabbit smelt the smell of the beans. واشتم الأرنب رائحة الفول. That smells very good. تلك رائحة جميلة جدا. Said the rabbit. قال هذا الكلام الأرنب. I will go and eat some of those beans. سوف أذهب وأكل بعضا من ذلك الفول. I like cooked beans. أنا أحب الفول المطبوخ. The beans are ready. الفول جاهز. Said the literate hen. قالت هذا الكلام الدجاجة الحمراء الصغيرة. The beans are ready. الفول جاهز. Said the cat. قال هذا الكلام القط. The beans are ready. Said the mouse. وقال كذلك الفار. The beans are ready and I am ready to eat them. والفول جاهز وأنا جاهز لآكله. Said the rabbit. قال هذا الكلام الأرنب. Who will help me to eat the beans? من سيساعدني في أكل الفول؟ Said the literate hen. قالت هذا الكلام الدجاجة الحمراء الصغيرة. I said the cat. قال القط أنا. I said the mouse. وقال كذلك الفار أنا. I said the rabbit. وقال كذلك الأرنب أنا. Oh, said the literate hen. They all want to help me. كلهم يريدون أن يساعدونني to eat the beans. لآكل الفول. But they are my own beans. لكنه فولي وحدي. I planted them, the bean myself. وزرعت الفول بنفسي. I cooked the beans myself. وطبخته بنفسي. And I will eat them myself. وسوف أكله بنفسي. Then the literate hen. وبعد ذلك الدجاجة الحمراء الصغيرة. Ate the beans. أكلت الفول herself بنفسها. And the cat and the mouse and the rabbit got none. والفأر والقط والأرنب لم يحصلوا على شيء.